Indeed, it is a holy opportunity when high-level skilled light workers get together, is it not? We wish to impart on to you our extra special good wishes and the additional opportunities you each are being offered. You see, you all are being groomed for self-mastery. You understand this. Some of you have your doubts. Some of you feel, yes, this is a delightful plan. I hope others enjoy the ride. I will catch up at another time. Perhaps next year, perhaps next lifetime, we shall see. In fact, you are all being pushed forward. That is why some of you are a bit on the weary side. We know who you are. You see, we are telepathically transmitting this message to not only those on the video conference this morning, but to all individuals. You see, there is a great party in store, and many reconvene at a later time period and listen to the recording. But have no doubt, there is no such thing as a linear period, and we are quite aware of who has the good listening ears. So please understand, for all of you, it is indeed time to party. You are all being assigned various master tasks. You all have your role to perform with the masses, understanding that the masses are simply reflections of your consciousness. We say that so that you don't get too caught up in ego. Do you understand? Some of you are getting a bit tripped up with this ego thing. Uh-oh, if I am to perform a master duty, that means the spotlight will be on me. What about the blemishes? You see, even the channeler working with the video conference land rather than the live personnel was reflecting her own image on the screen. Looking a bit older today, are we? So you see, it is the ego that becomes the self-conscious, becomes self-aware. And once you are aware of self, well, quite frankly, you are a goner. You see, it is not so much that she took that extra peek, as much as that peek made her self-aware. When you are working for the self, when you are striving for the self, well, quite frankly, you are doomed to failure. Why is that? It is because you will then adopt self-ego motivations, you understand? How am I doing today? How are my classes going? How is my healing? How am I doing as a healer? And so on and so forth. It is important that you all start becoming aware of the Christ consciousness, the unity, the oneness, you see? It is not a matter of the self. The self, quite frankly, is unimportant to us. Ah, we know some of you are aghast, but it is quite true. It is about the unity. It is about the oneness. It is about trusting that no one truly goes home until all go home. And when you redirect your efforts and your mind and your energy to the matter of service, to the matter of servicing Elohim, of servicing God, of servicing the Creator, of servicing the created, well, that is a horse of a different color. That is another story. And indeed, that is when the miracles occur. You see, light streams will come pouring in. Healing abilities will come pouring in. Golden opportunities will come pouring in. The masses will come pouring in because you have gotten rid of self. For some of you, it is not an ego trip. Ah, look how wonderful I am. I am a magnificent healer, am I not? On the contrary, what happens is you get into the riddle of the self-doubt. Perhaps I am not good enough. Perhaps I will not succeed. Perhaps I don't have what it takes after all. You see, these are all areas of focus of the self. Me, 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 me. It is quite surprising, is it not? Because some of you are quite devoted to the truth. You don't want it to be about you at all. And yet, if you get too focused up on the self, what the self can or cannot do, what miracles you can or cannot perform, indeed, it becomes a very self-oriented activity. So, we ask you now, we will conduct a special attunement for those present, because we want to address this. We want to rid yourself, support you in ridding yourself of concerns of the self. You understand? So we are going to break fashion and do a bit of interlude attunement, and then we shall return as we focus on this needed area. So we invite each of you to go within, attune to your higher self, attune to your spirit guides, to your angelic committee, and to allow any thoughts of feeling inferior, any thoughts of the doubt, any thoughts of superiority, whichever way this self-interest may be going. We ask you to release. We ask you to pray with us to restore you to your true appointment. Your true appointment is Christ consciousness. Your true appointment is your Heavenly Father. And we ask for a realignment in this needed area. So we ask you to relax, let go, to release anything unlike your divine appointment, to release anything unlike your true connection to Source. And we will lift you up to the higher realms so that you can easily be performing the miracles at this time. And we ask that you each know the truth. The truth is that you are love. The truth is that you are loved by the Father. The truth is that this silly ego is simply not real. It is a thought. And just as your meditative posture, when you allow the thought to pass through, when you allow the thought to pass by, it is truly a no thing. So get used to, dear ones, get used to traveling in the higher realms. You see, if you were the airplane and there is a bit of fog, a bit of cloudiness, a little bit of the rain patter, well, you simply ascend to a higher traveling altitude. And should you feel or sense any of these nuisance energies, you just see them as that, the nuisance energies, but you do not buy into them. You do not pay attention. You need no longer direct your focus, you see. Many of you are getting quite skilled in focusing on what you do wish to bring into your new reality, into the new earth. So as you travel to these new earth patterns, which we assure you are energetically locked into the crystalline grid at this time, it is for you to understand that the ego is truly a ghost. It is a thing of the past. It is truly not real. The only thing at this point that can keep it alive is because you choose to keep it alive. Do you see? It is sort of like rehearsing a old breakup that occurred perhaps in high school, perhaps as early as the middle school years. There was hurt, there was despair, there was lots of drama, as breakups often have. So imagine being a middle-ager now, as many of you are climbing into those golden years, those wonderful years of maturation and wisdom. These are perfect years for ascending, by the way. And as many of you are climbing into those years, you still hit the rewind button, you still hit the recorder and listen to the tragedy and listen to the despair and listen to the arguments of a dream. You see, a dream of separation, separating from the boyfriend one, the girlfriend one. You see, this occurred so many years ago, eons ago, and feels like, and yet you have the ability to keep it alive. You see, it is restored in your memory bank. It is for you, dear ones, to stop hitting the play button, to stop hitting the recorder button, in recognizing that, wow, I can choose so much more in my life at this point. I no longer need to replay the story of despair, of brokenness, of separation. You see, this is all the ego is. It is a dream of separation. You, my dear comrades, you are the ones that are releasing the need for it. You see, you are teaching yourselves what it means to be a master. You can master the energies however you like. You can swim upstream or downstream. You can attune to unity consciousness, or you can attune to lower vibration, dream of separation. Truly, we say this emphatically, there is a choice at this time. Never before in the history of the world consciousness has it been so easy to climb the ethers, to climb the higher vibration, to climb the higher attunement and ride it like a surfer, ride it like a first waver of ascension. It is a matter of priority. You see, you must prioritize what is important for you at this time. If you want to continue to live in 3D reality, well, that is a choice and you will have some company, yes? There are many that are choosing to secure their right to maintain their 3D seat. Imagine being in a movie theater and there is a lower level 3D. Well, everyone has their seats, but there is an invitation to go to some special seating. You see, the special seating helps you to see the movie from a different perspective. Understand? But there are some that are clinging to their seats. But you don't understand. We got here early. We already have our popcorn. We have our treats. We have our soda. And we are all settled in. I do not want to have the hassle of getting up, securing my belongings, finding my sweater, putting away my glasses to find another seating. I am quite content sitting right here. You understand? But those that have the willingness to be a little uncomfortable, yes, I will try this out. I understand it takes a little bit of effort, you see, but I will make the effort. I am quite curious now, what is this special seating about? What is this higher elevation about? I wonder what the movie looks like from here. So you see, dear ones, use this analogy, use it often, use it freely, and trust. Trust that there is higher seating now available for the Earth movie. You see, ascension is not about ascending, vibrating off the planet. Some of you think you're going to be an etheric body and just float around the rest of your golden years. This is not the case, though there are some special exceptions. For the most part, it is about continuing to live your 3D reality, but to do so from the higher awareness, the higher vibration. You see, you will still see the bodies, though they may appear to be a little more etheric to you and not so solid. You will still see the animals, you will still see nature, you will still see the vehicle and the housing and all that you live with presently, but you will see it from a higher vibration. Additionally, you will begin to discern other dimensions overlaid on Earth at present. Many of you are attuned to the higher vibrations and are discerning those on the other side of the veil. Well, my dear friends, wouldn't it be nice to have conversations with them at will? Let's have a party. Everyone grab a chair. You see, they will be delighted to cohabitate with you. They are walking around freely. They have not gone anywhere, you see? So you are walking into a new based reality, a based reality of love. As you travel the vibrations of love, wonderful opportunities are afforded to you. You can converse with the masters. You can converse with other lifetimes. You can tap into knowledge abroad. And when we say abroad, we truly mean abroad in the broadest sense. So there are many opportunities for growth and learning and actualization while maintaining residence on the Holy Mother Earth. But it requires discipline. Some do not like this word, you see? You want to take the day off from school and have it be easy. Can't I not go to school and still get my A on my report card? You see, there must be a way. But dear ones, even if you got the A, but you did not learn the wisdom from school, what use would that A be? You see, you are disciplining yourself. You are disciplining yourself to program yourself, to train yourself, to arise, to go higher, to truly decide what you want. It is truly a matter of decision. There are those choosing to stay in their seats. They're settled in, they arrived early, and that is that. As you choose, as you make another choice to ascend, well, everything is here to support you in that decision. You are choosing it day by day. When we tune into the energy patterns of those on the first wave ascension path, we see those that are choosing moment by moment to think higher, to see higher, to claim higher. And we see those that are still a little lackadaisical, shall we say, in controlling the mind. You see, it is all mind. If you allow the muscles to get flabby, well, that is different than having a tone muscle. If you allow the mind to get a bit flabby, well, where is the control? Where is the training? It is all over the place. The channeler herself notices this. She has times where she is attuned to higher realities, and she has times when she has walked out of the house and let the animals run free, so to speak. What is going on? How did I arrive at these lower vibrations? It is because the gatekeeper simply walked out of the house. So you see? And dear precious beings, there is no judgment in any of this. It is an important point. If you are hard on yourself, if you are tough on yourself, if you are judging yourself through this process, well, we hate to break it to you, but this will be self-defeating. You see, the ego is the judger. So when we say discipline, we do not say judgment. We do not say hardship. We do not say suffering. We say noticing, monitoring, with love, with gentleness, with ease. And when you simply flop, be delighted in the flopping. If you fall down, energetically speaking, be delighted in that experience. So this is what happens when I totally give up my role, when I totally let go. I fall. Okay, no judgment here. I will simply get up, brush myself off, and continue on my journey. You see, if you, precious beings of the light, if you forget to love yourself along the way, how could you possibly love another? If you forget to treat yourself kindly, how can you possibly remember kindness? How can you remember love? How can you remember attunement to the Most High? You see, dear ones, you are love itself. Some of you have the thought that if you beat yourselves up enough, if you whip yourselves up enough, you will understand what this love thing is all about. You see the irony in that? How can this possibly be? So, dear ones, dear precious angels of the light, we love you. We ask you to love yourselves. We ask you to afford yourselves the right to forgiveness for everything you may have ever said, done, or thought, or state of being that was unlike love. Surely you understand the puzzle of this whole ego matter. It is a bit of a tricky one. So where is the judgment in getting lost? You understand all ascended masters have walked this path. We all know what it means to have a bit of an ego day. You see, no big deal. The issue is not whether you had an ego day. The issue is whether you judged yourself for having an ego day. You see, if you judge, you will run away from, you will be afraid to be judged. And then you will lose track. You will lose track of days and times, days and months and years and perhaps lifetime. If you are afraid that you will be judged, if you are afraid you will be punished, you will never get back on track. You see? So, as you release the judgment towards self, you are free. You are free to love yourself. You are free to love all others. And let us claim this at this time. Let us release the burden, the heavy burden of judgment. So, excuse me, with your permission, we will again ascend to the higher realm vibrations, and we will call upon all of the earth travelers that are ready to ascend to join us in the releasing of the need for judgment. Dear precious ones, beings of the light, beings of Christ, indeed you are home. Welcome home. And so it is. Well, I'm glad I came here.
Me too.
I'm so glad I came. Wow. I feel better. I feel a lot better. All right, Miss Terry, since you win the award on most physically gorgeous, at least this morning.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for us?
Do you have a question? I'm just rejoicing today. I am in the vortex.
Awesome.
It's like everything just keeps happening good in my life. It's not like I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, but it's just, I'm just enjoying everything that I'm receiving right now. It's just awesome. Mm. And I just want to give that love back to all of you right now. Just send you love.
Oh.
And whatever the masters want to say to me, I'm ready for it.
Okay. Awesome. And say your first name for me.
Terry.
And say it again.
Terry.
You're owning your journey. You're taking a forward leap in your evolutionary. Wow. You know what they're showing me? They're showing me like when man landed on the moon kind of thing. And it's like the astronauts taking those steps on the moon for the first time. That's how it feels to me in terms of your path right now. You're taking like giant leaps forward, like you need me to tell you this, but it's always nice to get confirmation. You're taking giant leaps forward in your evolutionary process. And say your name again for me.
Terry.
Yeah, it's here to stay. It's here to stay. So let me share what they're sharing. You're reaching I don't want to say a much higher, because that's such like an ego comparison, but you're reaching a very beautiful experience of the light. And so what happens is when you reach new levels, it's almost like a test, but not really a test. It's almost like you call in experiences to help secure your way. In other words, if you want to make sure a bridge is secure enough before you let the cars on the bridge, you may like put some weights on it to see if it can withstand the weights, or if you make sure a rope is tight enough to hold on to. You're going to kind of test it to just ensure that the strength is supportive. So what they're sharing is in the next, I'd say a couple of weeks, you're going to have opportunities to test the strength of your bridge. It doesn't mean like anything. This is not like a foretelling of something bad. It's more so of, how can I explain this? It's going to be subtle things. And the reason you've earned the right for it to be subtle things because you're being so proactive in your forward movement. Let's say it that way. So it could be, I don't know, like a bad news event, or it could be a dear friend totally going into ego and just being like, Terry, blah, 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 you know, that kind of thing. So recognize that these are opportunities to test the strength of your bridge, to make sure that your bridge is secure, to make sure the rope is secure, and see those opportunities as a no thing. I feel like you're going to do absolutely fine. I feel like maybe like you're gonna do 80% and there'll be like a 20% room for improvement, but you're gonna do that well. You're gonna do that well. And it's strengthening you. So the reason they're sharing that is there may be a little bit of you when you go through these experiences that feel like, ah, will I ever get there? So they wanna make sure, the reason they're sharing it with you ahead of time is they wanna make sure that you get promoted and that you pass with flying colors at the highest, the highest percentages. Apparently these kind of promotions, there's something about the percentage gauge of it all, because you like to get to the next level, you have to maintain a certain percentage of like your light quotient or something. If you think of it like in those terms. So, The important element to the whole thing is to frame it in, which you're so good at, by the way, to frame it in the positive. I'm getting confirmation of that how good you are in that. To frame it in the positive, to see that it's helping support the testing of the bridge, and see it as nothing else than that. To see all moments as golden moments to be used for your ascension. And it's as simple as that. And hi to your beautiful kitty in the background.
Yes, she started to fit.
Awesome.
I'm about to see Sherry outside.
All right. And well, I'll
thank
leave.
You.
You're so welcome, sweetheart. Okay. Hi, Anna.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I love that picture of that flag. And you know what's funny? I've seen that flag sometimes when I'm sitting in the group. And I never got to see how beautiful that picture is.
Like I always, in my bar.
Yeah, no, I always thought it was just like a picture of a flag, but it isn't. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, really.
And I have the eagle, and I have a bunch of guns pictures here. So
I'm
on my bar right now. See that?
I see that. don't tempt me now. All right. And so, how can we help you this morning?
Yes, how can I secure that a seat on that highest 3D level, whatever I need to know for the Masters?
To secure a higher level.
Yes, okay. What do I need to do, really? Any message from them,
okay.
Please? Thank you.
You're so welcome. And say your first name, please.
Anna.
And say it again, please.
Anna.
Believe in the power of love. Believe in the power of love to overcome every and all difficulty that shall ever come your way the rest of your earth life, to be honest. Excuse me, and say your name again, please.
Anna.
You have the power and ability to hold a much, how do I say it? It feels so judgmental to be comparing levels to levels, but nevertheless, you have the power to hold a much higher flying altitude, I'll say it that way, than you're currently at. And the way that you can do that is by mastering the intention of love. In other words, love is truly the master healer. Love is how Mother Teresa walked the planet and never got leprosy. Love is the energy that people felt when they touched Master Jesus's cloth. Basically, love is it. So in other words, you know, they're saying that, I was just, last night, we're still unpacking boxes in the new house, if you can believe that. So I was like, Lewis, get all those boxes out of the garage. This is time, because I want to be settled. You know, I just want to be settled. So he pulled all these boxes. So I'm unpacking boxes. And the funny thing, guys, you have no idea how many books I have that I have collected. I mean, I have the Buddhist books. I have the Christ consciousness books. I have the spiritual books. I mean, I could have like a metaphysical library, and I probably should. But I put everything away except for the books. And now my challenge when I get home today is to figure out where to put all these books. And what I'm leaning towards is to bring them all to Goodwill, because the masses need those books. You know, it's what I'm recognizing is people that go into the Goodwill that's like, oh, you know, I'm looking for a book to read, you know, that they will actually be led to the right book. And I kind of feel like that's going to be the answer. But nevertheless, what they're sharing with me, and the reason I'm telling you all that, is because, you know, like on one level, it's about reading and collecting information, which would be symbolic with those books that I'm referring to, and going to classes and going to gurus and doing this and that and everything else. And they're saying, or, you know, really, some of this is just in entertaining our egos. And what it really comes down to is understanding what this love energy is really all about. Because what we're doing is cleansing ourselves of everything unlike love. And when you really come down to love in its purest state, that truly is enlightenment. That truly is awareness. So it's sort of like when you have a baby, and you can relate to this, Anna, and you hold that baby and you look into that baby's eyes and the purity of it and the almost out of this world experience of the whole thing is all it is. You know, this is the whole point. It's love. It's love. It's who we truly are. And, you know, the ego likes to make it so very complicated. And even they're saying, you know, the ascension process, they kind of giggle sometimes through my eyes, because I'll go on Facebook and I'll read some of these channelings, and the channelings are like, okay, now we're working with this strand and this planet. And, you know, it's all very complicated and informative. But, you know, when it's all said and done, it's really the love energy transmission that does the job, not all of this additional, you know, almost like linear information. So they're saying there are a lot of spiritual people on the planet running around collecting these, even these channelings that you would think are high level information. But what they're really doing is stroking their ego. You know, so it's like, ah, now I'm wise, because now I know what's going to happen with the next eclipse or whatever it is. And they're saying we have the ability to shut off all our computers, shut off all the teachings, and simply listen to love itself, which is the master teacher, the master teacher. Okay, so what they're sharing is you have the gift of mastery within your auric field. You have the they're showing it to me, Anna, kind of like a seed. Within you is the seed of mastery. Like, I can see it. I can see it. So imagine planting a seed. And I'm not a gardener, so I have no idea what kind of seed I'm looking at. But imagine planting a seed. You're going to laugh, but to me it looks like a grapefruit seed or an orange seed. So you plant a seed and you water it and the sun does its thing, and suddenly that seed blossoms into a plant. What they're sharing is you have fertile ground right now. You have the good soil that can help that seed within you grow. And the way you do that is by, how do I say this? Anna, say your name again, please.
Anna.
Really understanding the power of love. If you know anything about me, you know I love the Beatles. And, all you need is love. And, you know, people are like, yeah, but, you know, who's going to pay your rent in the meantime? And what they really meant by that phrase, the reason that energy, they're saying, the reason that energy came to the consciousness of humanity, all you need is love, is because the energy of love has all your answers. The energy of love contains all the wisdom. The energy of love is your true ascension power. So that the more, how do I say it? The reason they're bringing you this message is because they want to uncomplicate it for you. They feel that on some levels, how do I say this? It's almost like it's become this, not a Rubik's Cube, but something close to it. Like, it's this puzzle, and I got to unsolve it. I got to figure it out. And like, this is how I feel energetically. It's like, you are Superwoman. Like, I have no doubt. Like, honestly, Anna, if you were in charge of there being no terrorism in the United States, I'd have no worries about the United States. Because you're not the top person in charge, I'm a little worried, quite frankly. But if you were in charge, I honestly wouldn't be worried, because you have, what's the word? You have the drive, you have the stamina, you have the intelligence, and you have the motivation. I mean, there's the flag of America. I mean, like, your heart is there. So what they're saying is you can use all of that. You have the good dharma, you have the good karma, and you have all the intelligence that you need. And when I say intelligence, I don't mean just brain-wise. I mean like spiritual connection. I mean like the CIA in terms of, like, I forget what the CIA is called, don't tell me, but something intelligence agency. What is it now? It's going to drive me crazy. What's CIA?
Central.
Thank you. Okay. But that's what they mean by the intelligence, in terms of like the best of the best of the minds working on cracking the case, kind of thing. So what they're saying is you have, I'm gluing my hair. See, this is what happens. You have access to the best of the best of the best in terms of the minds, in terms of your spiritual connections. That's what we mean by intelligence. You are spiritually connected to, like, the CIA in the etheric realms. You can tap into all of that. So it's a matter of really understanding the power of love. So you can think of it in terms of understanding the power of love. You can think of it in terms of understanding what God really is. As you meditate on it, as you dwell on it, as you open yourself up to it, it will reveal its secrets to you. And I'm getting the chills when I'm saying that. It will reveal its secrets to you. The reason they're coming at it from this approach is it's almost like your ego, which is your mind, and it's not yours. The ego does it to everybody's spiritual path. So it's not something that's particular to you. It's almost just like the stage that you're in your progression. Don't make it so complicated. It's simpler. You're closer to it than you realize. That's what I want to say. You're closer to it than you realize. Your mind will try to spin you around. Your mind will make it more complicated. You know, don't I need to do this first? Don't I need to do that first? Don't I need to understand this first? And you don't. It's really a matter of listening to the voice of God within. It's a matter of listening to love. What would love do? How would love feel? What does love think? And say your name one more time.
Anna.
You're due for a change. You're due for a...
I am.
Yeah, you're due for an upgrade. Like a promotion. Yeah, you really are. You really are. And they're saying it's coming and it's here. It's almost like, how do I say it? I read the shamanism, Lynn Andrews, years ago, and I read all her books, which are part of the books of At Home. What do I do? What do I do with all these books?
These are lost to me. I would be happy to have them.
Oh, my God. Okay, you come to my house and you can just collect them all.
It's Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Well, there you go. I made arrangements. I sold my books. I gifted my books, I should say. Okay, so anyway, she talked about, this is what they're showing me, is that the idea is stalking you. So when I say stalking, I don't mean like it's attacking you. I mean that it's like circling you, waiting for you to receive it. But it's like this new level is stalking you. It's stalking you and it's good.
I feel, I don't grab it. I feel that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's due you. It's your time. It's due you.
What do I do to grab it?
Okay. You go. It's so funny. I knew you were going to ask me that. Okay. So you're going to go back and listen to the recording. Uh-huh. And listen to the recording with your heart, not your mind. See, you're very smart. Like if I gave you an IQ test, you'd be off the charts, I suspect. You're very, very smart. So what happens is people that are very smart tend to think that it's like a crossword puzzle that needs solving, you know, because it's like you're trying to solve this intellectually because that's like what you're good at. Okay, give me a challenge, I'll solve it. And you know, the mind, you know, Joshua says the mind is really, I don't know if he says it's stupid, but it's not supposed to be the master. It's not supposed to be the master. The heart's supposed to be the master. And the heart's supposed to direct the mind. And what happened with what we call our ego or self-identification is we made the mind the master. Does that make sense? So what you're doing is opening up to serving the awakened heart, serving the heart. So you have amazing, extraordinary skill set that you can now apply to serving the heart, to serving the awakened heart. You have the connections. You have the good heart. You have the good karma. And it's stalking you. It's waiting for you to open up to it. And I know it can be a little bit frustrating having walked the same path as you and continuing to walk the same path as you. It can be a little frustrating. However, it can also be enlightening because then you finally get it. It's like, ah, that's a missing piece. That's what they were talking about. And it's about receiving. It's about letting go and using a different receiving ability than we're normally used to or trained to receive in. But it's there and it's stalking you and it's good. It's really good. So I'll leave you with that. Listen to the recording again. You're going to get it, by the way. You're definitely going to get it. And you're going to be singing and dancing and twirling around and calling Terry and calling me and calling everybody. You're going to be thrilled. You're going to be like, oh, my God, I'm in love with the world. I totally understand now. It's going to be fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And you can have any books you want. Okay. Hi, Nayla.
Say that again.
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear the last part.
Oh, I said you can have any books you want.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'll even like write me when you're free, and okay. I will just do a walking tour of my library. You can figure out what you want. Okay.
Love it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh huh. And last but not least, Miss Nalan from Istanbul.
I thank you for the introduction.
Well, it's only us girls, so we can have fun, right?
I did a lot of energy work yesterday and today, and I feel a major, huge shift.
Good.
I mean, I see things differently. I'm like thankful a lot in my heart. Mm-hmm. And I felt lots of sensation on my head, forehead, crown chakra. I mean, a lot. So I like to know what's happening, what's occurring, and what exactly caused this shift. Because, I mean, I did so much. I did the nature, I did meditations, I did Reiki, I did talking to archangels. I mean, I did everything because I was so desperate. So what is it that, because I want to do it again if I need it, like, what happened? What's happening with me? Today it's like I'm on top of the clouds.
Okay. Well, we're this saying, we're glad you're on top of the clouds. And say your first name for us.
Neela.
And say it again, please.
Neela.
Yeah, you definitely shifted since I last spoke with you. You feel fantastic. You feel fantastic. Okay. So the question is, you want to know what you did so you can do it next time. Okay.
Also, what's happening, especially with my head? Like, what is it? I'm feeling so much physical sensation.
I don't know, but it's helping me clear, so I'm grateful. Whatever it is, I'm clearing. All right, hold on 1 second, because I've got a, I've got little pitter patter of feet behind me. So 1 moment. I put it back there, like you told me to. Asked me to, invited me to. Okay, it's just Lewis. So let me clear that out. 1 moment. He just energetically just it just reminds me of, like, you know, like a little kid with those pajamas with the feet. You know, those sleepers with the little feet. So when he's walking around, it's like just like a little kid with little onesies. You know, like those one thing with the little feet. Oh my God, so cute.
I think that's so cute.
just the energy of it. He had we'll get to you, Neela, I promise. But he had sneakers on, and for some reason the sneakers were squeaking when he was walking around. He was trying to be quiet. And It just energetically just reminded me of, like, the pitter-patter of a kid with those. You know, you don't use them in Florida because it's too hot for things like that. But growing up, I remember kids wearing them. I think I wore. I had stripes. Like, you have to know that. All right, so now let me clear out that beautiful energy and get back to you, Miss Neela. Okay, and say your name 1 more time for me, honey.
Neela.
Yeah, you took your strength back. You took your power back. Amen. Amen. Amen in a strong way. And I don't say that very often, but I'm saying it to you. You know, like my friend Marcia, she'll go, amen, sister. But she says it the way, like, you're supposed to say it, you know? And she's all heart when she says it. And that's how I feel about you, Neelan. Like, you got it. You got it in terms of you staying in your energetic strength. What was missing yesterday was your power. You like, basically were living without power. And it felt terrible because... You're a child of God. You're an extension of Elohim himself. So for you not to be immersed in that energy is going to leave you feeling quite lonely. You know, it's almost like you're lonely for your true self. So you restored yourself back to good faith. This is how I feel. They're showing me Mario. I don't know if you know what Mario is, but Benjamin used to play these video games, and there's someone called Mario. He's a plumber from Brooklyn. But anyway, Mario, you can have different lives. Like, he had so many lives, and as he lost his life, he would get, like, I don't know if he got dimmer or he got smaller or something like that, but you could, like, almost energetically feel his life power diminishing. So that's how it feels to me. It felt like it was diminishing yesterday, and today it feels like, oh, Benjamin started a new game and he's got all his lives back, that kind of thing. So it's important for you to honor where you are, how it feels, how you resonate with you, and to trust yourself, to give yourself permission to restore yourself back to this full operational status. Because this is your true nature. This is your true self. And this is truly what ascension is about. It's a not denying the self. So what you've been doing, not you, but all of us, is sort of like living but not living. So we've been living out of our egoic nature, our ego self, and missing our true life stream, missing the true support of our higher self. This, what they're asking you to do now is to claim this as your new normal, as your new normal. So anytime that you don't feel this, it's a reminder to pull the plug on your activity whenever it's appropriate. I mean, you can't walk out of work or whatever, but whenever it's appropriate, the next time that you have, and to recharge yourself. It's almost like when you see your gas tank getting low, it's like, oh, I got to make my way over to the gas station and put in gas in my car. Whenever you don't feel like this, it's a reminder to, and don't skip a beat about it. Oh, I've got to go back to my true self, my true heavenly self. Okay, so that being said, your question is what specifically you did to help you arrive there. So one moment. And say your name one more time, please.
Nina.
Something clicked for you yesterday in the channeling that reminded you of who you are. And what's staring at me is something on my desk that it's from A Course in Miracles, but it's funny. It's almost like an angel card that, you know, it's right there for when you need it, sort of thing. And it says, the power of decision is my own. So something clicked in whatever occurred in the channeling yesterday that you understood that basically it was there for the taking if you take it. And the power of decision is your own. And you made the decision. I don't know. See, I'm feeling like you're not going to like this answer. I don't know that there's any specific formula that they can give you in what caused it in terms of the linear tasks. So it's not like, oh, it's because you sat by the tree. Oh, it's because you did this mantra. It's more so of, oh, because you made the intention to get back to your source. It was the intention that's what did it. And there was something about the channeling, your channeling experience, that ignited your remembrance to make the intention. And it was your intention that drove the experience to be created. So in other words, without that energy of the intention backing it, if you did everything that you did without it, it wouldn't necessarily create the same results. It's more so of you aligning your personal power with your will. That so like your heavenly divine self personal power with your will that ignited the flame and produced the results. Okay, and your last question is, what's the feeling on the forehead and the crown chakra? They're saying you're just attuning to higher vibrations, and it's almost like it's acclimating, percolating. And say your name one more time, please.
Nina.
You're releasing blocked energy. You're releasing blocked energy. So it should go away. It's good. It's nothing bad. It's releasing blocked energy. Sometimes when you have a release, you feel a little bit of discomfort, and I don't really know why, but I don't know why. But it's temporary, and it's good. It's because you're releasing blocked energy, is what they're saying.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank
so much. Okay. All right. So let us close. Indeed, we salute all of you brave soldiers. We too see the American flag of bravery. You see, you are all interested in freedom. Is this not what America is built on? Built on the premise of freedom, your right to choose. You see, you, our dear friend Nalon made the choice. You all are making the choices to experience your freedom. Your freedom from no longer being bound by judgment. Your freedom of no longer being bound by the illusion. Your freedom to step into your mastery. Until we meet again, we remain. Namaste.
Namaste.